United States.
Lexington. Black America in peril. The vulnerability of African Americans to the coronavirus is a national emergency.
The most difficult social problem in the matter of Negro health, wrote the sociologist W.B. Du Bois in 1899, was to understand why so few white Americans were bothered by it. The poor black lives Du Bois described in his pioneering study, The Philadelphia Negro, were spent in the most unhealthy parts of the city and in the worst houses, with minimal medical attention. They tended to be sickly and short. Yet he could think of few other cases in the history of civilized peoples where human suffering has been viewed with such peculiar indifference. Modern medicine has since transformed the life expectancy of all Americans, but many of the disparities Du Bois observed remain. African Americans are still the country's poorest, poorest housed, and unhealthiest large group, with high incidences of asthma, diabetes, hypertension, cancer, and obesity. In 1899, infant mortality was almost twice as high among blacks as among whites. Now it is 2.2 times higher. If anything, African American diets are unhealthier now than the rations of milk, bread, and fried pork Du Bois described. So-called food deserts are a modern phenomenon. The 160,000 people who live in the District of Columbia's two poorest and overwhelmingly black wards, 7 and 8, east of the polluted Anacostia River, have only 3 supermarkets. They also have the sparsest health care in the city, with no major hospital. Little wonder blacks have been so stricken by COVID-19. The disease kills in tandem with the ailments they suffer from the most. The latest data suggest 1 in 2,000 African Americans has died of it, even though the southern states, where over half live, have been relatively spared. Partly for that reason, black Americans are not unusually likely to catch the virus, yet those who do are 2.4 times likelier to die than whites, and 2.2 times likelier than Asians and Latinos. In Washington, D.C., blacks are less than 47% of the population, but account for 80% of its 445 coronavirus deaths.